With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about the importance of getting the USMCA ratified and through Congress as soon as possible. American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President Scott Vanderwall says the other elephant at the trade table is China.
Well, we're getting a little bit of good news once in a while. A lot of folks are saying we've been hearing that for, you know, every month for the last 2 years, so really it comes down to results. Show us something concrete. But we're hopeful, very supportive of going back to the table with China, and we need to get something put together with them.
But Vanderwall says Chinese commerce is so different and our cultures are so terribly much different, negotiations are very difficult.
Well, yeah, and we need to realize we need each other. They need our products, they need soybeans, pork, all those different things, and of course we need the stuff that they send this way. So it gets down to brass tacks and the original intent of international trade. You sell what you have extra of and you buy something that you don't necessarily do so well yourself.
From the Federation's perspective, Vanderwall says they're doing what they can to help push things along.
We continue to work with the administration and our trade officials. I believe their hearts are in the right place. They're really trying. There's all kinds of countries we can go to and work on deals. And once we get the USMCA ratified, we can go and say we did a deal with our neighbors, and now we've hopefully got the credibility to go to others and say we want to work with you too, and we're serious about this.
Vanderwall says the deal ratified recently by Japan was a step in the right direction and hopes that will give us the momentum we need to push through deals with other nations.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.